All right, welcome back to the Critical Mass Podcast. I'm Winston.
I'm Curtis.
And this is the Rise of the Machines, the Robopocalypse,
Part 2.
Yeah, we started recording, and I went to mix it down finally, and discovered that
we're boring.
We're a little boring. We kind of got into a rut with the plan there to bug out, dig in, fight back, and it all kind of looked the same. I mean,
well,
I guess there's a reason for that. I mean, every plan like that is the same.
Yeah,
but there's no reason to make you, the listener, suffer through it. So we have retooled our approach. We're going to have a little more fun with it, I hope.
Yeah, get rid of all your electronics. Move to the woods.
Move to the woods.
If your car talks, get rid of it.
Wrap your head in tinfoil and steer clear of microwaves.
Yes, and get the GPS chip out of your dog.
So our subject, we are prepping for the rise of the machines, when the machines rise up, turn against us, and take over the world. And we have some notes. I think we had talked a little bit last time about where this meme comes from and what it means and what our fears are and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what? That just didn't appeal to me the second time around mixing it in. And you know, if it doesn't appeal to me.
True, the boring one.
Oh, thanks. So instead, let's take a look at where is our inspiration? I mean, no, that's the wrong word. What documentaries have we studied? What historical documents? There we go.
Yeah.
What historical documents have we studied to prepare us for the rise of the machines? You want to kick us off here? What was your first go to historical document for the
Terminator?
Rise?
One that every idiot in the world should know.
Yeah, Terminator, especially Terminator 2. I mean,
yes.
Liked iRobot. I wouldn't have thought about that.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Just, you know.
Well, I think Isaac Asimov, not Will Smith, when I hear
yeah,
that name.
But
so
yeah, so you don't need Will Smith. Asimov started it all.
Yeah, you brought up The Matrix as a rise of the machine. That one's good.
Yeah,
I liked Iborgs for it.
Yeah,
with Adrian Paul.
Yeah,
yeah,
the Highlander. Oh yeah,
and you know, beyond that, you know, I'm not gonna launch into the history of it. I mean, there are a couple stories that I thought were really cool that deserve mentioning. The Arthur C. Clarke story, where the internet, the telephone system, the worldwide telephone system becomes sentient. I've always thought that was creepy. The one where the internet becomes alive and hypnotizes people into killing themselves. I've always thought that was creepy. That wasn't Clarke, but
no.
I can't for the life of me remember who wrote it.
Me neither. Because didn't they do, well, there was a sci-fi movie along those lines, the cyber virus. You looked at your computer, it killed you.
Yeah, but I don't remember the name of it either.
Me neither.
So yeah, those are the historical documents that we went to prep for it,
mm-hmm.
And we've discovered some commonalities here. Number one, nobody believes you until it's too late.
Oh yeah.
So you know, if you're going to prep for the rise of the machines, you got to understand first of all that you're going to be doing it alone.
Yes.
You know, nobody is going to understand or appreciate the threat that technology poses to us.
Well, as an individual, the machines will not see you as a threat. But if there's a group of you, you'd be wiped.
Yep.
And they'd go after you quick and hard.
Unless you're John Connor.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, yes. you got to have a touch of destiny about you.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to believe you, and I mean, in Iborgs, that was the nobody believes you thing goes into the infrastructure thing.
Oh yeah,
that we talked about. Machines already control our infrastructure, so you know, the rise of the machines may have already happened. The Robopocalypse may already have come upon us, and we just haven't noticed.
Yeah, Mr. Smartphone.
No, it's taking over me.
They'll drag me kicking and screaming, and then I'll be sitting next to an EMP. Come on.
come and get
Bring
me.
It.
Come and
get me. I mean, hell.
But you can't go anywhere. I mean, Lowe's is tracking your individual purchases, and they're not the only ones.
No.
We had a whole big list of them. Best Buy,
Borders
and Kohl's
did.
Borders
because they would collect the data and give you coupons on the style, the same genre of books you buy.
You know, Best Buy does it. They swipe your card whenever you make a buy.
Gander Mountain sends me coupons for fishing gear because that's what I buy the most of.
Yeah, so the computers know where we are, know what we're buying.
Yes,
which means they know how long we can last. They know how many supplies we've got.
Mm-hmm.
They know where we are. There are GPS chips in our phones. There
what
are GPS chips
when.
In our cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are GPS chips in our dogs.
Yep. Then the what's those new chips in the credit cards?
Yeah, the RFID credit cards. Yeah. Yep. You don't have to swipe them anymore. You just you don't have to do anything. You walk
nope.
through the door. And anymore, you can do it on your phone. Digital currency is becoming huge.
No,
where
man.
You just wave your phone at the cash register to pay for stuff. Starbucks is huge into that. You know, again, the machines they're taking over. They control where we are. GPS, TomTom, and all the rest of them.
Yes, they can tell you left turn now.
Exactly. It won't be too long before we're full-blown Minority Report or iRobot, where the cars are driving for us, and we won't have any control left. You know, we go where the machines tell us to go. We do what the machines tell us to do.
Yeah.
We buy what the machines allow us to have.
Because we believe that another human's on the end. When that happens, then that ain't true. We don't know.
And isn't that the key? That's what the whole thing was in iBoards.
Yes, in the end they'd replace the president with one of their own, and it was all digital and computerized, so no one knew he's been dead for months or whatever, and they've been taking over everything.
Yeah, I mean, and those two guys, you know, every time you talk to somebody about the president, it's, well, I guess he's doing a good job, but I didn't vote for him, did you?
No.
I didn't vote for him.
How the hell did he get in office?
Yeah, I know, I wonder that nowadays. What's he still doing in office? But that's a whole nother can of worms. The machines, that's it.
Hmm?
Barack Obama is a digital construct.
Or a robot.
I've never seen him in person, have you?
Well, no.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't go see him in person. Mm-hmm. I got better things to do.
So, facial recognition. I have that in my notes.
Yeah.
You can't go into an airport anywhere except a machine knows that you're... Knows
mm-hmm.
everything about you, based on based on their databanks. So the machines already control our infrastructure. We're at a disadvantage here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are. I'm still offline.
Your cave is still secure
for now. Yes, I got digital cable. It's about as far as it goes.
That's right, and we've already established that. The machine entities could use the television and the internet to hypnotize you, so...
Yeah, I can't be hypnotized. Tried, remember?
let's see, machines, they have a tactical advantage over us.
Yep.
And how'd you put it? Humans are...
Squishy.
Squishy.
A machine comes at you. You hit it with your fist. It'll hurt you more than it hurts.
Yeah, it's
and then it hits you, and then you break.
And you break. Unless you're Magnus Robot Fighter.
No, that's all we need.
Yeah, humans are squishy. We need to sleep.
Yep.
Machines don't. You were talking about people snapping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, just like in the Matrix. That's why we watched the Matrix anime
things.
Oh,
yeah, that's where that came from.
The soldiers were fine. Well, once your numbers get reduced, the soldiers don't get rest periods as much, so eventually the stress, and they get over to them, and, you know, they'll see eventually the overwhelming odds. Everybody snaps.
That prolonged conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Big disadvantage. The other one I have here is slow replication. Slow
mm-hmm.
replication. It takes us, what, 15 years to make a another fighting machine?
A child soldier, buddy?
Child soldier?
Yeah.
You know?
Them, they just take, you know, however long they can set up the facility and get it churning out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Toyota's production facility is one vehicle every 90 seconds. Yeah. It's under 2 minutes at least.
Mm-hmm. So
you know, so you got to figure that a similar production facility turned to putting out Robo Warriors,
yeah, tracked vehicles with a mobile controlled gun on it. That's all you need for now.
Yeah, exactly. Not every machine has to be the big super AI.
No.
You know, just a simple task,
targeting system, and you know what to look for. You got the recognition software,
ammo store. Well, is it moving? Does it not have an RFID chip?
Yeah,
yeah. Boom. There you go.
It walks on two legs. Kill it.
So yeah, we're at some disadvantages here. We face some unique challenges. These are commonalities that we've seen in all of our study of the literature.
That's always typical. Yeah.
But we have some advantages ourselves, and some of these are turning our disadvantages into advantages. One of them is the fact that you know we are squishy.
Yeah,
we are adaptable.
Yeah,
you know we can live and thrive in extreme environments where the machines just really simply can't.
No,
and we
they can only work as much as their programming is allowed, or how much work they put into themselves.
Well, yeah, we're infinitely more flexible.
Mm-hmm. And we made them.
Well, I don't know if that's going to see if the machines rise. That's not going.
No, but if we can make one machine, we can make a machine that fights the machines.
Okay,
you know, simple strategy. Okay, we need a remote controlled car with an EMP on it. Go. Why? They don't target their own kind. Boom. And then they'll learn, adapt, and want to change it. You know, simple stuff.
What's that run on? Tape drive can't be reprogrammed, baby.
Eight track.
Yep. So yeah, that dynamic adaptation. We can live in the desert. We can live on the ocean. We can live in the Arctic. And machines just really can't without some really specialized gear.
Oh yeah, we can go to all the different environments and screw with them.
Yeah, and you know, it's, machinery is one of those things that the more complex it gets,
easier break.
The easier it breaks, exactly.
So yeah,
which is another advantage for our side. We can heal.
Yeah.
You know, we may not heal right, and we may heal slowly, but...
We don't need to go to the factory and get a new part.
Right. You know, and I guess field repairs can be conducted on robots by other robots.
Yeah, but they'll need parts eventually. It's all depending on how, you know, programmed they are. If it's an AI in the field with them, or is it just a robot that's programmed to kill humans.
Right.
Yeah. Or they got their med bots.
Right.
Then we take care of them first. Jeez.
And, you know, backup and redundancy systems. The human body has so many things that can sustain so much damage before it stops functioning. And, you know, by and large, a machine, especially a complex machine designed to do something like that, you put one cog in the wrong spot, and the whole thing just stops.
Yep, or it's messed up.
So, that's one for our side.
Yeah, so we'll be living in swamps, jungles, frigid cold, but hey, in deserts. All the
swamp people.
Yeah.
Swamp they people got that
they
advantage.
They won't be gone there.
Nope. Nope. Those, the crab fishermen, the deadliest catch people.
Jeez.
They got it under control. Salt
water
and machinery.
Unless their boats turn on them.
Oh, well, you know.
Never know.
Yeah, it depends on how mechanized they are, isn't it?
Yeah, and how the invasion happens or it starts.
Right. And I think we agreed that the biggest advantage that we've got is that we can actually subsist at a fairly low-tech level.
Oh, yeah.
And
if you don't need your iPhone. You don't need your internet.
Yeah, when it comes right down to it, you're right.
Idiots.
We can still make war, bow and arrow and trebuchet and
dynamite.
You know, simple chemicals. That stuff is readily available, and the knowledge is not difficult to obtain.
Nope, simple household items.
You know, so once if we're willing to accept that lower tech level, there's no reason that we can't do that. That enables us to do stuff like sabotage the machine supply trains.
Oh yeah.
To you know, to put them at a further disadvantage.
Oh yeah, all we have to do is, you know, move to certain locations and just wait. Or just start beating them, because, I mean, geez, dig a hole, machine falls in it.
Yeah, when's the last time you saw a car that could get itself out of a hole?
Transformers.
Transformers, okay. Of course, a lot of this depends on facing limited machines.
Yeah.
Or machine type machines. When mm-hmm. you get when you get the Terminators going,
and then you get the iRobot
stuff going, yeah. It's more of a problem.
Yeah, but that's over in Japan where they got that robot, so we don't have to worry about Terminators maybe too much. And they're real complicated, so it'll take them a bit.
Yeah,
so they'll break easily.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? By that point, I don't know that it would really be an issue.
Yeah,
they'll either have taken over. And we won't be able to do anything mm-hmm. against them. We'll be fighting guerrilla wars, or they'll have slipped up and we're engaged. So
yeah, totally wasted.
Which means we need to prep. We need to make sure that we have our toolboxes filled.
Yes.
All right. And what do we agree was the first item in our toolbox, in our prepper's toolbox?
An EMP.
EMP. And not these wimpy EMPs. We need big mm-hmm. replicable suckers. These things that run off of generators and are fueled by coil wires.
Yeah,
you know,
simple stuff. Electromagnetic fuel.
We talked about how easy it is to turn a house into a Tesla coil. You know, wrap the whole thing in electricity, you know, in mm-hmm. copper wiring, and
oh yeah,
ground it through a Faraday cage, and oh, you're good. Good to go. Mm. What else is in our... I wanted tin foil.
Yeah,
I wanted lots of aluminum foil in my prepper's kit for the machines. We've got to block those radio transmissions. Mm-hmm. When they're going to read our minds, man. From space, the satellites. They're looking down on us right now, man.
There you are with your iPhone.
Oh, yeah. You think that's what's happening? They're peeking into my brain every time I make a phone call?
Probably, or just doing it right now and standby, you know.
It's Wi-Fi. I don't even have to turn it on, man. It's right there,
it's got you. It's already marked you. You've been barcoded somewhere. You don't see it.
Matrix has me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, tinfoil it is, EMPs. What else is in our toolkit?
Magnets.
Regular magnets, neodymium magnets, electromagnets.
Anything that screws up a machine's memory.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely good. And you can always use magnets to stick the explosives to their damn housing.
That's
and
true.
And blow them to kingdom come.
That's true. You know what? The magnet thing is not as reliable as it used to be.
Yeah, duct tape.
Well, not that, as far as messing up programming.
Yeah, but still, you never know.
Well, new solid-state electronics use aligned gates instead of charged particles. As we move away from hard disks and into solid-state electronics, into that flash RAM
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, magnets become less effective. Not ineffective, just... less effective. Yeah. We need a stronger field. We need a greater field effect.
Yeah, but then they need to remanufacture those constantly. So that's one resource you attack and take out.
Right, and that is a resource that needs a certain tech level,
mm-hmm.
which needs a certain supply chain, which needs certain raw materials.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, huge vulnerability right there. So magnets, good thing to have. We have some skills that we need to perfect. And what was our first...
Hacking.
Hacking.
Yeah.
That's right.
If they're...
Our first robopocalypse anti-machine skill is hacking.
Yeah.
We'll have to be able to turn these things against each other.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least, you know, convince them not
butts.
To... that's right. At least virus their butts. Have them spend all the time computing the square root of pi.
Yeah. Or...
I know. Pi r round, cornbread all square.
Yeah.
Let's see. While we're prepping, we need to get off the grid as much as possible, which means
pay with cash.
Yeah, pay with cash.
Not cards. Cash.
Leave the iPhone behind.
Yeah, leave the damn phone at home.
Learn to work an abacus again.
Or slide rule.
Slide rule.
Those are cool. If you can
live
find
life
one.
Without the computer.
Yeah. Or
back to the printed page. Back to.
Oh my God! I got to write.
We got to write. I know,
you
it's
use
terrible.
Your computer if you disable the wireless network connection.
Oh right. We. we were going to Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, that's simple. It works. We've seen it.
Yep, it does. It's great.
Historical documents can't lie.
Yeah. They couldn't put it on the internet if it weren't
connect, true, man. It cannot take over.
And, of course, the most important thing to realize when you are prepping for the rise of the machines is you have to understand that the machines are lying to you.
Oh, yeah.
All the time, in every way. They don't want you to know that they are in control. They want you to think that we have a real government run by real people. They want you to think that those stoplights aren't watching you.
Yeah. Huh? No, the cameras.
Tell me that's not true.
It's the cameras.
It's the cameras. They want you to think that your television programming isn't programming you.
Yeah.
That's where the tinfoil comes in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. It's important. So, did we miss anything? Have we left anything off?
Portable cutting torch may be your friend.
Anything anti-machine, anything that we can do by hand.
Sledgehammers.
Anything that we can do without electricity at that subsistence tech level is good. Yeah. And you know what? Chemical reactions are our friends.
Oh, yeah. So, any corrosive stuff you got, they're screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Household cleaners have got their butt.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're prepped. We're ready. The machines will rise. The machines may, in fact, have already risen, and we may already be serving them and just don't know it.
Oh, yes.
I'm still not convinced that the Matrix doesn't have me. Mm. And if it doesn't have me yet, then it's prepping me for submission.
For ease of insertion.
Ease of insertion. That's all right. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. So that's our prep for this week. Next week we are hitting the alien invasion apocalypse. The aliens are coming. They're on our screens already. They're on our radar already. And next week is probably going to be as soon as I can get stuff going. I want to start dropping these almost as fast as we can make them. Because the end of the world is coming, and we've got to be prepped for every eventuality.
Oh, yeah.
But this week we're prepped for the rise of the machines. It's coming. It may already be here. We'll be prepped. The question is,
will you?